You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was arrested Friday, charged with third-degree murder of George Floyd, a black man who died after Chauvin pinned his neck with his knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Chauvin was also charged with second-degree manslaughter. How do you feel about the criminal charges? Have you attended a protest? Are police relations fraught where you live? What could be done? What could be done to restore trust in officers who live and work in your community? We're at 800-642-1234. Andrew Smith is police chief of Green Bay. Chief Smith, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
And Benjamin Bliven is the police chief of Wausau. Chief Bliven, welcome to you.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, let's start with you, Chief Bliven. In recent days, you posted a message that basically said, "I do not understand what appears to be a lack of concern for human life." What upset you about what you saw through the video of George Floyd?
Well, a lot of things, Kate. I love the policing profession. I love our country. I love my community. And what I saw in that video is against everything that I stand for in this profession, everything that our nation represents. And, you know, the murder of George Floyd is something that our country cannot forget and needs to be impetus for change, not just in the policing profession, but in regards to the institutional racism in our country.
Chief Smith, what was your reaction to the video?
I had a real visceral reaction to it. You know, I was literally felt sick thinking about this man being killed, being murdered right there in front of everybody on live video. And then I started thinking about him and his family, and then I started thinking about how this is going to impact law enforcement across the country, make our lives much more difficult and obviously much more dangerous.
And Chief Bliven, in your post, you've made commitments to the law enforcement profession and your community. What are those commitments?
Well, I think these are commitments that that we've had here in Wausau for a number of years now. But certainly, first and foremost, is hearing and listening to every minority group in our community. It's our responsibility as law enforcement. If we believe that we are good people and that we have the interest of our community at heart, then we need to make those connections and inroads into our minority communities. So they believe that and they see that too, and that we hear them and we can work with them to make our community a better place. In addition, you know, looking inwardly at our law enforcement agency, we have to look at our law enforcement hiring practices to make sure that our police department represents the minority community that we have, so that when, you know, a Hmong person or a black person or a Hispanic person looks at the pictures of the police officers on our card, that they see somebody that looks like them, because that's important. It's important for our community to know that that we believe in our minority communities, and we need to look at training that supports equality, and we have to make sure that we're hiring people of good character who want to make the community a better place and treat people with kindness and compassion they deserve.
Chief Smith, how important is it that officers are a reflection of the community that they serve in?
I think it's critical. You know, I think we learned that in Los Angeles back in the 80s, that if you don't have a department that represents the community, it starts to feel like an occupying army. And I think that's exactly what we were in South Los Angeles during the 80s. I think everybody looked at us as an occupying army, and probably we felt like we were an occupying army ourselves as police officers.
And you worked for the LAPD for 27 years, and this was when Rodney King was beaten by police there. What did that incident teach you about the use of police force?
I think it taught me that we have to change the way we do business as a profession. I think the years leading up to the Rodney King incident, as I said, we felt like we were an occupying army. It was us versus them. There was very little community participation in what we did or how we did our jobs. And I think we alienated a huge swath of the community in that town. And it showed when the riots happened in 1992 that we were really not connected with the community at all.
How long did it take for you to see incremental changes in being more connected, more receptive to the community?
It took years. It took years because there was resistance on the part of the police department. I think there was generations of resentment among the members of the community, especially the African-American community in South and South Central Los Angeles. And it took us years to get over that. And ultimately, it took a consent decree to get the department to change the way we did business, the way we handled our use of force, and the way we interacted with the community.
We're talking with Andrew Smith, the police chief of Green Bay. We have Ben Bliven here, WASA's chief of police, and you with your question about community policing and where you see the relations going in the future. Your reaction to the George Floyd incident, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Chief Bliven, how would you want your officers to handle a situation as you saw in George Floyd?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that from my perspective, there's a lot of people questioning the tactic that Derek Chauvin used on George Floyd with his knee to the neck, and is that a trained tactic or not a trained tactic? My stance is I don't believe that matters because we have lots of training and tactics, and you know, whatever use of force an officer can use could be used inappropriately, and it could be excessive even if it's a trained technique. My opinion is that it's a heart issue, it's a character issue, it is a relationship with our community issue, and what are we doing in law enforcement to make sure that our police officers understand when force is appropriate and what communication and de-escalation tactics need to be put in place in a given incident, regardless of the use of force or trained tactic that we're using. It's a heart issue and a character issue, in my opinion.
How much of a focus do you put on the schooling of de-escalation? How much training do your officers get on de-escalation?
Well, we talk about de-escalation in our communication skills on a monthly basis, at least. We review every use of force that our officers are in. We keep a log, and we make sure that our officers are communicating well. But beyond that, we talk a lot about our core values: professionalism, accountability, integrity, and respect. And what do those mean? But what do those look like in action, and how are we treating people? And that's every single person that we come in contact with. And we live in our communities, and we have a vested interest in the quality of life here because we live here. Our kids go to school here in our communities. Our families live here. And so we need to make sure that if we're going to improve and enhance the quality of life in our communities, that our police officers are behaving in a way that supports that.
Chief Smith, when, if ever, is it appropriate for an officer to kneel on the neck of someone who's handcuffed?
Never. There's no reason to be kneeling on someone's neck. And if it did happen inadvertently, and when an officer was fighting for someone's life, I would expect them to remove their knee from that person's neck as quickly as they were able to. And I would expect the officers that are there to stop that incident, if they turned and observed what was going on, to stop that officer from doing what he's doing. That is not my expectations. That is my demand of our officers.
What kind of conversations have you had, Chief Smith, with your officers on your force? What are you talking about right now?
We're talking exactly about that use of force situation that occurred. I've not heard anybody in law enforcement, and I've got friends across the country in law enforcement, I've not heard anybody who thinks that went well, who thinks that was a good use of force, or who thinks that was an appropriate application of force on Mr. Floyd. Not a soul. So that's what I'm telling my officers, and I'm telling them to remember our policy of partner override, where if you see your partner, if you see another officer doing something like that, then you need to stop him and take over that situation and handle it to its conclusion, rather than allow that to just continue on for 8 or 9 minutes, which was just horrifying.
Chief Bliven, what have conversations been like inside your department with your officers? What are they saying and feeling right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation within our department and within our community about what happened in Minneapolis and the travesty that occurred there. And there's conversations around use of force. There's conversations around you know, the peaceful protests, and we've had peaceful protests here in Wausau, and the concern for police lives in response to the riots, and there's a lot of concern from our staff around that, because like Chief Smith said, you know, this is made our job more difficult, certainly, and so we have to work even harder in our community to maintain the trust that we have and to further build that trust, and that's a big piece of the conversation that we're talking about.
Wausau Police Chief Ben Bliven and Green Bay Police Chief Andrew Smith, they're with us as we look at use of force, transparency on the force, the position that police chiefs are in the wake of George Floyd's death in police custody. What do you want to say about the protests against police brutality? Do police officers have too much discretion in using force? How much discretion should they have under law? How can police community relations be repaired? What is possible? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. The police chiefs are back in just a moment. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about how leaders of police departments are speaking out about the use of force by the officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd, the black man who died after a white police officer pressed his knee into his neck for 8 minutes. How has the police chief responded in your town or city? Chiefs around Wisconsin, what are you saying to your officers? How do you attempt to rebuild trust following incidents like this? Time to talk, 800-642-1234. We have Green Bay Police Chief Andrew Smith and Wausau Police Chief Ben Bliven who stay with us. Let's take a call now. Mark is joining us from Black River Falls this morning. Hi, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I've been hearing all these things that the police chiefs are going to teach their officers. I haven't heard any one of them say, we're going to teach our officers to listen to that guy that they have pinned down on the ground who can barely talk, in this case, who can barely breathe, and in the end, he could not breathe. Why couldn't anybody listen to him? Don't they have ears? Do they have hearing problems?
Mark, thank you for the call. Chief Smith, can you feel that?
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And we do expect our officers, and that has been one of our conversations with our officers. When someone is in distress like that, when someone clearly has problems and they're handcuffed and in custody already, I see absolutely no reason why someone should be kneeling on a person's neck. And that's on the other officers that are there. I think it's incumbent upon them to pay attention to what's going on and respond to that person's cry for help, really.
Chief Bliven, what do the words say when a person is taken into custody if they are in distress? What do the officers do?
Yeah, well, first, I think it's important to remember that, our training for our staff here is that communication isn't just talking to somebody. It's a two-way street, right? Talking and listening, just like we're doing on this radio show. Communication is a two-way street, so we don't just tell people what to do. We communicate with them, and we listen to what they are saying. What are their, are they in distress? And, you know, so no matter the situation, anytime that we use force, it's a requirement that we check their ability to breathe and their medical status. Are they experiencing anything that we think is a medical issue, and get paramedics en route to our scene if they do, so that we can have them checked out at the hospital regardless of the level of use of force.
Well, let's go to another Mark now. Mark in Green Bay is joining us. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, my comment was for Chief Smith. I had the chance to listen to your spontaneous speech to the protesters over the weekend, the peaceful protesters. And I wondered if you could share with us kind of the value of, I heard anger from the events that happened in Minneapolis come out, but also a willingness to listen to the crowd and be approachable to them. And I wonder if you could speak to the value of that when we're trying to improve the community relationship with police officers.
Sure thing. You know, there was a lot of angry people in that crowd, and I felt anger myself, and I understand their anger. I went to the protest, and I was invited to walk along with the people that were protesting, listen to them as they would walk up to me and spontaneously tell me things, how they were feeling, what they thought of our police department, what they thought we could be doing better. And I thought it was important for me to stand out with that crowd when they came to the police station and listen to speaker after speaker talk about their experiences, talk about their reaction to the killing of Mr. Floyd, and talk about their reaction to what our Green Bay Police Department is doing. And I think that's important for all chiefs, not just the day that they're protesting, but I think chiefs really need to pay attention to the community from the moment they become chief. Listen to what the community says. Have those meetings. Sometimes they're painful to listen to. Sometimes they'll tell things about your officers that you don't want to hear. But it's important that you're there listening and responding to those concerns. And it starts the day you pin that badge on as the chief. And one thing I think we need to remember as part of this conversation is the chief is accountable for what the officers do. And the chief needs to hold those officers accountable for their actions. And without discipline, you can't have a well-ordered and successful and professional police department. And that's a painful part for a lot of chiefs to realize, I think, and a lot of police leaders to realize that they're responsible for the actions of their officers, and they need to hold their officers accountable. Time and time again across the country, we see officers that have a giant history of doing bad things, and the chief did not have the courage to punish them and remove them from their position as a police officer. And let's face it, there's cops across America that don't deserve to be cops. They give us all a bad name.
We're talking with Police Chief Andrew Smith from Green Bay and Police Chief Ben Bliven from Wausau, taking your calls. Let's go to Ian now in Milwaukee. Hi, Ian.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right. What is your question?
I was just going to say that the distrust with the police force has become more apparent now, because I believe that the police have become more militarized over the years, and they've gone from protecting and serving the public to basically disconnecting from the public. And I think there's a lot too much distrust from, you know, the public to the police and the police to the public. And that's just a comment, really.
And Ian, you live in Milwaukee. What is it like for you in terms of relations with community policing there?
It is very minimal. There is too much division. I understand the police have got a very tough job in the city of Milwaukee, and I wouldn't want their job at all. And I do feel for them. But I just feel that things are getting far worse, and now having the military on the streets could be a very dangerous place to go.
Ian, thank you. Chief Bliven, can you feel that first, that the police have become extremely militarized?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Ian. I appreciate that comment. If any police department in our country isn't doing what they can to reach out to every segment of our community and our population and our local community, then they aren't doing their job. And it's as simple as that. I mean, persons of color have been telling us they're scared of police, and they're feeling oppressed for a long, long time, as long as I've been in law enforcement. So if we're not listening now, what will it take for law enforcement in our country to listen? Any chief in the country that hasn't had many conversations with persons of color in the last week isn't doing their job. And we need to be having these conversations and doing the outreach and doing the hard work of having those conversations. And that's our responsibility. And Chief Smith said it really, really well. I would say that it's our responsibility to start listening when we pin our badge on as a probationary officer. Everybody in our police department needs to believe that and do that from day number one.
Chief Smith, Green Bay was put under a curfew yesterday after the protests Sunday turned violent. You have 125 National Guard members around the city. What do you say to Ian when he says, look, the police have become extremely militarized?
You know, I have to agree with you, and I think the police have become militarized. You know, we have military vehicles that you see across the country. We have military-style weapons. We have officers that dress in military-style clothing. And we've all admired the military. You know, they do a heroic job for us. But a lot of times there's not a place for the military within a city. Here in Green Bay right now, temporarily, yes, we do have the military here, 125 National Guard soldiers. They're guarding our City Hall, they're guarding our courthouse, they're guarding our police station to allow our officers to go out into the field and do the work that they need to do. You know, on night before last, we had 60 officers surrounding the police station because we've seen police stations burn. We were told that the crowd was coming to try and wreck our police station. We're watching social media that says, you know, meet and gather and, you know, take on the police at the police station. So we had to have all of our officers out there. We couldn't be out in the community where we belong because we were all guarding the police station and some of the other critical facilities downtown. So they've taken over that job for us to allow our officers out in the field and allow them to do the job that we need them to do out in the field.
Do you have any sense how long they will be in your community?
I'm thinking they'll probably be there for a week. That's kind of the loose arrangement that we had made with them. And their job is to basically, you know, stand guard. There's a lot of facilities in downtown Green Bay. We've got 180 cops to cover 22 square miles and 24-hour-a-day coverage. It's not a lot of cops, and there's a lot of opportunity. We saw that happen the other night when they attacked the gas station and looted it, and shots were fired, and police cars were ruined. And cops had rocks thrown at them. We just didn't have enough officers out there to handle the other things that were going on, the fires that were being lit, the windows that were being smashed, and the stores that were being looted, things like that.
Chief Bliven, what are your thoughts on bringing up the National Guard and their role in this moment?
Well, like Chief Smith said, there are our communities, you know, in Wausau, we haven't experienced that type of violence, but Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, they are experiencing that. And, you know, our responsibility as law enforcement is the safety and the security of our community. And in times like this, we need additional resources to be able to provide for that safety and security in our communities. There's lots of peaceful protests going on in our communities. I will be part of them. I know Chief Smith has been part of them. Lots of law enforcement across our state are going to be part of them. But, you know, our role is also the safety and security of our communities, and that's a critical role for us to play.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Andrew Smith, Green Bay's police chief. Ben Bliven is Wausau's police chief. Coming up, we travel to Lake Geneva and explore how the popular tourist destination is staying safe during the pandemic. Do you live or work in Lake Geneva? How are you feeling after crowds flocked there for the Memorial Day weekend? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.